Good morning.
Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show, KISS 92.5 in Toronto. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you very much.
This seems like one of the coolest things that a dad can do with his kid. You know what I mean? It's like it's so rare,
yeah.
Yet it's so cool. You make a little bit of news. I guess for a couple of years, your boy was older than you, right?
Well, he's older than me, literally, at this moment in time. We were both 10 together, last year, but... I was still knocking on 11, and now I'm 11 today, and Seamus, my son, was 11 yesterday.
So, technically, he doesn't have to listen to you anymore.
Well, technically, that's right, yeah. He's telling me what to do now, and obviously I'm clearing his room up, making his tea for him now.
So funny.
The shoe's on the other foot,
What a good dad. Now, there's different people who celebrate leap year different ways. Are you one of these guys that actually, goes around telling people, it's my birthday, I'm actually only six? Like, are you that guy, or are you just kind of like, did you just roll with it over the years?
Everybody tends to send me birthday cards with my actual birthday, probably at 7, 8, 9, 10.
You get
used to it over the years, and I suppose it's just a little bit quirky this year that my boy's the same age as me,
So when did you know that this was going to be a decent news story that people would start putting you in papers?
Well, it landed on our local rag, the Evening Post. It landed on our doorstep in the morning, and we made front page, and which was a little bit of a surprise. And we had a local agency come down all the way from Birmingham down to Bristol, and decided we needed to get hold of us before anybody else got hold of us. And then it made the national papers, and two TV channels have done a story. And it's been a little bit of a from something that I thought was quite quirky, it's turned out to be a bit of a news story.
So, James, leap year baby, when do you traditionally celebrate your birthday? Is it the day of your son's birthday, February 28th, or do you wait till March 1st?
No, I've always celebrated it on the 28th, purely because it is the last day of February, and I was born on the last day of February. And so three out of the 4 years, every year we celebrate it. We celebrate it together.
See, I would celebrate on March 1st.
Why?
Because you weren't actually born on February 28th. You were born the day after February 28th, which normally would be March 1st.
I agree with you, but, it's March. It's not February. And I was a February child, and I'm going to stay a February child. And also, my nephew was born on the 1st of March, so it's not really fair that I share the same birthday.
When I hear something... I know, exactly. When I hear something like this, and you and your son and the story, I just start scheming. Have you guys been able to make money off this at all? Is there any way to make money off this?
Well, you'd like to thought so, but no, we haven't made a penny out of it.
It's too bad. To me, I look at this and I'm like, father and son both turning 11, like, there's a dollar to be made. You just got to figure out how to make it.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Obviously, I've got a bad manager or bad agent.
Yeah, and you really like, only have
send,
like...
Send me a president of Post.
Yeah. And you only got a couple hours left, too.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. So tomorrow, unfortunately, it's going to be yesterday's news.
Exactly. Hey, James, thank you so much.
That's a pleasure.
Take care.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.